Sunday Stitching Notes. At least once a week, I like to make quick notes about my stitching projects in progress. This is mainly to help me keep track of what I'm working on so that nothing gets lost if I tidy up. I usually do this in my notebook, but I thought it might be fun to see if I can make a Sunday habit of it here. The hitch will be photos, so no promises there. Or maybe just a quick snap? None today. I can't be bothered. Projects I actively worked on this week. I finished hemming the rust-colored linen square and added it to my wrapping cloth pile for next year. Scott ripped a hole in his jeans, so I did a quick mend. Casey Stevens dropped the pattern for her wide-strap crossbody bag. I've been eyeing her example pics on Instagram, and I hoped she would be offering the pattern soon. I snapped it up in a hurry and cut the exterior fabric on Saturday morning from some red and blue linen fat quarters I had on hand. Chose a striped cotton for the lining, hand sewed the two shorter linen strips to either side of the big red block. Spent ages last night looking at my idea files to see what I might like to embroider on the fabric before I assemble the bag. I found something that lit me up, a painting of little watercolor circles I made when I took Lisa Solomon's color meditations class on Creative Bug in 2020. Last night, I tried out a few stitch variations on my scratch pad hoop and decided on satin stitch with some variegated floss to mimic the watercolor effect. I'm hoping for time to start stitching this evening. I also put in a little time on the needle-painted dandelion hoop. Really glad I made good notes about floss colors before the holidays, because I would be hopelessly lost now if I were trying to dive back in cold. That's it for this week. I need to go finish my Sunday housework. Sunday seems to be the day I'm best able to lavish attention on the house. And then I ought to be able to stitch this evening after dinner. Happy New Week, friends. This post appears on Here in the Bonnie Glen, the blog of me, Melissa Wiley, at melissawiley.com/blog. It was published on January 8th, 2023.